Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jose Ortiz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Gallagher. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jimmy Rosario. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mays scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is called out on strikes. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ortiz, who is chasing the ball. Spear reaches third base with a triple. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spear tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mays scoops it up and throws to first, with Marichal covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marichal for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz takes first base on ball 4. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is called out on strikes. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spear moves to second. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Giants. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins juggles the ball. That's an error on Jenkins. Bob Miller now pitching. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foster moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mays scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison, who is chasing the ball. Fuentes reaches third base with a triple. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 1 in the game. Marichal strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fuentes tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Giants. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spear for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dietz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hector Torres now playing shortstop. Paul Popovich now playing second base. J.C. Martin now playing left field. Gary Gestad now playing third. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ortiz. Gallagher reaches second base with a double. Bob Heisa pinch runs for Al Gallagher. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heisa moves to third. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Fuentes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heisa scores. It's 7-0, Giants. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-2 in the game. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Heisa now playing third base. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gestad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gestad hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rudolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Spear moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Foster reaches second base with a double. Spear scores. Dietz moves to third. It's 8-0, Giants. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden strikes out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. Callison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dietz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ortiz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosario hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ortiz. Rosario reaches second base with a double. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosario moves to third. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-3 in the game. Marichal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosario scores. Fuentes moves to second. It's 9-0, Giants. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a fly ball towards center. Ortiz catches it and throws to second to double up Fuentes. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spear for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Bob Miller. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudolph moves to second. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rudolph moves to third. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.